Today, I wanted to go over some crystals that are good to keep in your home for cleansing and protection. So I have five crystals and I will list them in the show notes, but they are my top favorites for to keep in your home and just, again, to cleanse and protect. So the first one is obsidian. And what obsidian does is it cleanses, clears, and it transmutes negative energy. Smoky quartz is the second one. I really like this one. If that makes a difference, it probably doesn't, but I am really drawn to this one. It directs negative energy away, and it also provides protection. So if someone is throwing some negative vibes at you, it will just block it and send it the other way. Black tourmaline, again, this is another favorite of mine. This one blocks negative energy and it creates a protective aura shield around you. Selenite clears away darkness and shadows while protecting you. It also cleanses your energy. Selenite is very common whenever people are using crystals to cleanse with. A lot of people will use selenite, like a selenite wand, or some people have like little selenite swords and they can make them into all different shapes, but they will use those just to clear overall energy on themselves, or if it's someone who's working with someone else, use the selenite to cleanse them with and just kind of run it around their aura and all around the body. So that's a very, I think that's a very versatile one. It does a lot of good. So it's not just good for one thing. And then the last stone that I have for you, this is going to be a really short episode, is clear quartz. And I'm a big fan of clear quartz. I don't really know why, which probably means I need to buy some more of it. It's known as the amplifier, and this stone strengthens your aura and it projects a high frequency of energy. So this one, now this stone, I will say, let me backtrack. Clear quartz is really great for just about anything. There's so many uses for clear quartz, not just for cleansing and protecting. This is great for manifesting. It's great to, I mean, I think everybody should have clear quartz. At first I didn't really get the hype because like it's just a clear stone. I'm like, well, this isn't very pretty, like it's not super flashy. But the more I've been working with crystals, the more I realize like it is very, very versatile, and I definitely need to get some more. So this one I would say is really, really great as like a broad overall crystal. Like it will help with so much more than just, you know, a couple things. So that would be my top suggestion if you do decide to get any crystals. Same with black tourmaline. Black tourmaline, I've had black tourmaline for a while now. That was one of the first crystals that I ever bought because I went into a crystal store and I was like, I have a very stressful job and there's a lot of negative energy and it's driving me crazy and what do I do? And they suggested actually selenite and black tourmaline. I have it together in a necklace. So really, I mean, honestly, all of these are great options, but I did buy a separate black tourmaline necklace kind of recently, and I wear that just about any time I have an exam because there's a whole lot of negative energy in an exam room, especially in nursing school. If any of y'all are in nursing school, it is a nightmare. So I will wear that. Sometimes when I leave the house, I'll wear it just because you never know where you're going or what kind of energy is going to be thrown around, and I just like the extra protection. And then also, like I said, with smoky quartz, I don't know. Something about it is just drawing me to it lately. So if that is you, if there's a stone, even if it's not one of these, if there's a stone that is like calling to you, or you're like, every time you see it, you're like, ooh, I really like that. Chances are, like, you probably need it in some way or another. So if you're able to get your hands on one of those, I definitely think that that is your intuition saying that you need to get it and it would be very useful to you. I talked about this a little bit in the episode of how to choose your first crystal, following your gut and going with that. But anyway, that's all I have for you guys today. Another really short and sweet episode. Just a little quick overview: obsidian, smoky quartz, black tourmaline, selenite, and clear quartz are my top suggestions for crystals that you can keep in your home or even on you that will provide cleansing and protection for you. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you guys next week.